Blog Talk Radio.
Sexy V's. Guess what? It's time for Ask Miss V, the show that's all about you, the listeners, the show where you can ask any and everything. There are no filters here. There's nothing that is off limits. For the next hour, you get to ask me any and everything that you like, and the show is about you. With that, all I gotta do is say welcome to the show, people. I love Thursday nights. My question for you guys is, what's been going on this week? Because I've got some topics. This one of the topics I'm talking about this week is trifling friends. Y'all know I went into the friend or foe last week. But we're going to keep riding on that friend or foe thing. But we're going to take it to a new level. Because some of you people are in relationships and you want to listen to your mate or whatever, and it's the person that you're with, your friend. I mean, really your friend. And if they're not your friend, why are they not your friend? Something for you guys to think about. But you guys know I'm going to talk about the weather. I don't know where other people are in the country, but I'm going to say this. And say it again, I'm so tired. 6 inches yesterday. Now, I can't speak for anybody else, but I'm at the point where I'm saying enough is enough. I'm looking forward to spring, and I'm ready for spring. We got spring on Sunday and Monday. And it said, listen, we gave you Sunday and Monday, Tuesday. We're going to give you a little bit, but we're going to make sure that on Wednesday, your ass feel the brunt of it. And we got it Wednesday. We are back to winter. But we're going to go back to spring a little bit tomorrow. So I don't know what the hell is going on. They said we're 6 days from spring, and all I can say is that I'm so ready. But one thing I do want to say is that we've had two major tragedies in the world this week, the families in New York and the people who have been displaced. Here, everybody at V's After Dark, including myself, send our prayers out to the families and the people who lost their homes in the explosion in New York, and also for the Malaysian flight. Our prayers are with the families, and we hope that, you know, there is a recovery. I mean, in a week we've had two major things happen. The Malaysian flight, you know, we could talk about that a little bit. I think it's going to be touchy for some people. It's going to be really a lot. It's going to be a lot of people. There's a lot of mourning, and nobody knows how to mourn right now because they don't know if the plane went down. They don't know what happened. You know, how do you lose 200 and some odd people, you know? I always tell people that a few years ago, we started a tradition in my family, and I try to have it as much as my relationships. It doesn't work so much as my relationship, but with my family, my children, my mom, my dad, the last thing I always say to them when we're talking on the phone, and I mean any family members, I love you. And I always want the last thing that I said to the person, be, I love you. I don't care how mad I am at you. I want you to know I love you. And I think that sometimes people don't think about this may be the last time you speak to a person. And I say that because, like, I just got off the phone with my son, and you guys don't, I don't really talk about him because it's really kind of deep for me. But I love my son. He doesn't live in the same city I do. He lives in another state. And he's going through a rough time right now. So he had been calling me, and I didn't answer last night because he called me at a late hour. He knew what he was doing. He didn't want to hear mom's mouth. But even right before this show, you know, I was like, baby, I got to go on the air. I got to do my show. And, you know, the last words out of his mouth was, I love you, mom. And I was like, I love you, too. And we don't say it just to say it. We say it because we mean it. And I want to tell everybody, you know, I hope and pray that everybody that was on that plane, that before they got on that plane, the last words they said to their loved one or the person that they were with or who they care about was, I love you. Because I would hope that no one is having any ill feelings about their last words with somebody for the tragedy in New York. You know, I pray for recovery. You know, these people have lost their homes. They're displaced. You have, I think, 7 people missing. Truly, it is a lot. And this world, we have to deal with it, you know. We've got a lot of crisis going on, you know, and for every crisis that's going on, I tell people, try to find some type of positive to go with it. We all woke up this morning. We all get angry at people. Sometimes we say things that we mean, but it doesn't come out the way we mean it. And I guess what I'm touching on is that since so much tragedy has gone on, how many times have you told the person that you loved them? Here in Michigan, we had a woman who was found in her garage. It's been all over the news. She had been dead for, they said, about 6 years, and no one knew. They said she was estranged from her family. You know, she really didn't communicate with them. She had no children, no husband. And they found her because a contractor went in and found her in the backseat of her car, mummified. And my question is, how did this happen? And they said that this woman had so much money. She was truly part of the 21st century. All her mail went to a P.O. box. Her mortgage was paid electronically, so her home was paid for up until, they said, 2012 or 2011. And then they did foreclosure proceedings, and that's how they found her. But her utilities were paid. All her stuff was paid until the money came out of her account. And it's sad that this woman died alone. Her mother has since passed away, and she didn't even get a chance to say goodbye to her daughter, and this woman didn't get a chance to say goodbye to her mother. And now you've got people from around the country coming in, and you wonder, how do you get that estranged where nobody in your family knows that you're gone? Years. We're not talking about you being buried in the snow. We're talking about you being in your home. And I always say, what would I do? You know, I never understand how people cannot speak to no one in their family. And let's get this clear. I have a whole lot of family members I don't speak with. So I'm not saying that I am the saint of all saints and that I speak to. I have a lot of people I don't speak to, but the one people I can tell you, I speak to my mother on a daily basis. Even if I don't personally speak to my father, I know my father is okay because they're there in the home together. I speak to my daughter on a daily basis. My son tries to communicate with somebody in the family. I know that my grandmother is okay because my mom talks to my grandmother every day, and she talks to my aunt. So when I say that, how do you not have no communication or no friends or nobody, I have friends who, if I'm missing, they will wonder what was going on with me. But to have no communication with the world whatsoever, and as they say, to be a loner, it has to be a sad life. It has to be. You know, I just can't imagine just going through that. And I say that because with all the tragedy that goes on, when was the last time when any of us really took time to say, I love you. I mean, I'm very glad. Me and my mother, we were speaking, and we speak every day. And my mother said the one thing to me that up until she retired a few years ago, we had never thought about. She told me, she was like, if I don't get a phone call from you by a certain time in the morning, I'm sending a search party for you. Because I call her to say hi, and that's my way of making sure she's okay, letting her know I'm okay. And she told me, she's like, you know what, once I speak to you in the morning, you don't have to call me no more until the next morning. She's like, as long as I know you're okay and I know you done got up and you done started doing what you're supposed to, she's like, if you don't call me no more that day, I know that you're okay. That's a hell of a feeling to know that somebody says, all I got to do is hear your voice and I know you're okay. I don't know if anybody else get that weird tingly feeling that you know that somebody looks forward to hearing from you, but it's a damn good feeling. And the fact that a lot of people could give a shit less if people talk to them or if they communicate with them is sad, because I can tell you, I look forward to hearing my mother's voice every day. And like she said, if I don't answer my phone by a certain time, her and my dad are hopping in their car looking for me. And they know I do the same thing, because I do call throughout the day. And if I don't get a phone call, if I don't get an answer from one of them, I've been known to hop in my car, or as they say, if I'm heading one direction and I'm calling and I don't get an answer, well, I do a U-turn or whatever I got to do, and I head straight to their house. And they know that I do it. I've knocked on the door one day. My dad answered the door, and I said, okay, you're not dead. I could go now since you ain't answering your phone. And I was fussing because they didn't answer neither one of their cell phones or a house phone. My mother understood why I was mad. My father asked her, why was I mad? And she said, because you couldn't answer your phone. And you know what he told her? Hell, she ain't want to speak to me anyway, so I didn't answer. I was like, oh, my God. You know, but then he understood when she said, you didn't answer your phone. I couldn't find my phone. We didn't pick up the home phone. It was concerned. And now when I call, you know, if he's right there, he answers the phone. And if he sees that call, he called back. I'm okay, what you want? Because we all need somebody to care if we're okay. It don't have to be a long conversation. It don't have to be a big conversation. Just say, hey, I'm checking to make sure everything is okay. And guess what? It's a hell of a damn feeling. But I guess that kind of, I talked about that because there's so much tragedy going on, so much. And I don't think that we as a people look at how important it is to have just one person say, I miss you. I love you. What's going on? And that's kind of, you know, I tell everybody, I'm not a saint. I'm not the one who's, oh, well, you can count on me doing this or whatever, because we all know I got my faults. I'll let you know in a minute, I have my thoughts. But I'll tell you, the one thing that I do know is that when I wake up in the morning, I have people look forward. I have people look forward to hearing me, and they want to know if I'm okay. And I know when, you know, some of our conversations, they say, are heated. You know, some of them are not so heated. But all of our conversations are out of love. So it's a good feeling. So what's going on in everybody else's world? You know, we've talked about this. I've talked about the weather. We got 45 minutes left. Y'all know these 45 minutes are going to be a good 45 minutes. But part of the 45 minutes, it's going to be dedicated to some music, because y'all know that talking for an hour is a long time for me. But I'm okay with it. Y'all just know that it's a lot for me to do. Oh, I know one thing. See, this is why I love, as they say, they call it multitasking. Because I didn't realize that when I was checking some things, that some things wasn't going right. But, shoot. I'm trying to check to see if you guys are sending emails to Ask Ms. V. So I apologize if I'm doing a little bit of sighing, but I had to check out, you know, as they say, the messages, because they're there. And, you know, I got to make sure that I don't miss any of you guys' questions, because I know y'all don't like it when I miss the questions. And let's see, you know, as they say, let me check the Ask Ms. V box and see what you guys are talking about this week. Because we never know what that question is going to be. Wow, okay. I thought I had more in there. Did I read that one? Okay, that's kind of, I know that's old. Okay, actually, I think my email was off. So I think the dates are incorrect on that, because I thought I read that one. But with that, as a matter of fact, I know I've read that one, so I think that it's not updating right. I know you guys are like, what is she doing? But my dates are off sometimes. When I go to, I know y'all said, what is she talking about? I go to check my email, and you know how the calendar can be off, and I have to always check to see where the calendar is at on it, and if everything is going right, because sometimes it could be off by just a little bit and I not realize it. So as they say, some things you have to check and test and make sure that it's registering the right date and the time. All the craziness. So I don't understand where that's coming from, because it's something kind of going on there. But let's see. Okay. That's not doing what it's supposed to. But I think that's a little off. I know it's off. But, as they say, I can't do much about it. So, with everybody else, talk to me, people. You guys know that I don't have no good sense. Y'all seriously know I don't have no good sense. And for those of y'all who say you think I got good sense, y'all never know what's going to come out of my mouth. Oh, here we go. Okay, maybe the calendar is right. Maybe I just thought the date was off on that one, because it looks like the calendar is right on other questions. Yeah, it's just that one calendar. That seems a little off to me. Wow. Damn. Okay. See, that's why when I look at emails, I get a little distracted. Not for long, but a little bit. But I missed you guys you know what? I missed a lot of people last week, and I know people were saying they missed me, and they didn't know what was going on. And then I was wondering, what can I do to make you guys listen more? What will it take for you to also be a loyal listener? And what does it take to get those questions coming in? Yeah, I asked that. Because this show is all about you guys. This is not about me. Because y'all know on any given night people could be doing some things different. But you get an hour. You got me for a whole hour. And I love it. If you've never, ever dealt with just having fun and everything, and the missing people, this is where it goes. I know y'all saying, check your damn schedule. I just have a little reminder that comes up every night to let me know some things. But wow, oh, people, it's Thursday night. What are you guys doing? And what's really going on with you? Let's see. What are some things that we need to talk about, or do I want to talk about? I talked about the weather. Oh, you guys, if you want to call in with a question, you can call 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041, and I'm answering all your questions. Also, join me in the chat room. I'm answering questions. And hit me up on Twitter, Miss V the Toy Lady. That's MSVDATOYLADY. You guys know we're coming up on the halfway mark, and y'all know what that means. We hit the halfway mark, and that means that I'm going to be playing a little bit of music to have a little bit of fun with. Because y'all know. That's what I do best. Oh, wow. It's Thursday. What is going on for the weekend? This is when I need my co-host here. Oh, for everybody, I'm still interviewing co-hosts. You can always send your resume and skill set to v@thetoylady.com. That's v@thetoylady.com. And send me your information. It's a chance to be on the radio. We get to interview some really sexy people and have a whole lot of fun. And for those of y'all who said, don't check my Google Plus account, you're right. I promise you, I'm going to get better. Hey, y'all got me on Twitter. So when you ask me to make sure I sign Google Plus, I do look at it, but I have, like, between the different email accounts that I check on a daily basis, I get between 200 and 300 emails. So sorting through them, making sure that I'm answering the ones that have to be answered, then I'm checking Facebook, I'm checking Twitter, I'm checking Google+. It's a whole lot for one person. That doesn't mean that I'm using it as an excuse, but then I check the emails, then I go to Facebook, then I check Twitter, and it's been a little bit of a minute, but I'll be working back on getting this stuff, getting it right. You know, sometimes when you get out of whack, you gotta, as they say, sit back and breathe for a second, and then try to get back on track. And just, as they say, work it out. So, am I going to be talking to myself again? I don't want to talk to myself on a Thursday night because it's such a long night. Oh, you guys who do listen to my show, I do have the beautiful, sexy Nina Hartley. She will be on All About Sex on Tuesday nights. So, for those of y'all who don't know what it's all about, sex, sex, and more sex, that's on the V's After Dark Radio Network, and that's the show where all we do is talk about sex. That's right. We talk about sex from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday on the V's After Dark Radio Network. And for those of you who never listen, and I shouldn't say, I've got to say, it's not the V's. It's V's After Dark Radio. So, and Tuesday night is the actual V's After Dark show, which is all about sex. Thursday night is the Ask Miss V show. So for everybody who wants to know what's going on, you've got two nights, and we'll be adding more nights on. As it goes on, I was just talking to a very young person who may be bringing y'all a little bit of a mix up on probably on Thursday nights. Well, not Thursdays, but maybe a Wednesday or a Friday. We haven't figured out one night. Or even a Monday. Or a Saturday. Or a Sunday. And that'll be like some new fangled stuff. Because we'll have some music going on. And I know you guys hear me drinking. Keeping my mouth wet. Because if you guys hear, the voice is almost 100. Yes, I'm loving it. The reason why we get a little bit of rasp right now is because I've noticed that when the evening comes, I'm still getting just a little bit of congestion. Just a little. But I'm not getting what I used to get. I, as they say, still recovering. But having so much fun. And as they say, I'm actually looking forward to the spring. I'm looking forward to just getting out there and seeing the flowers come up and seeing what the summer has in store. You know, they say there's new beginning. When you come to the spring, it's like a new beginning coming on. So I'm really excited for the spring this year because there's so many new things happening. 2014 is definitely a year to be reckoned with. And I think that it's a year that we all want to just have fun. I know that I want to have fun this year. I want to, you know, I'm looking forward to AVN. For anybody who has not been to AVN, they released the dates already. So for anybody who's looking for a hotel, I think we might want to hold off on the hotel because the hotels right now are off the fucking chain. I looked at a couple of hotels to reserve them because I was like, okay, I know I can't. Right now, I can't get my cheap airfare. I don't think my airfare is going to go a whole hell of a lot cheaper. But I'm going to wait until June to book that ticket. But I can tell you that, yes, look forward to some things. I'm, you know, Vegas is going to be a different Vegas. I could tell you that. 2015, we'll be going in with some fresh things. For those of you who know that I've been talking about my weight, yes, I'm still fighting with it. The Battle of the Bulge is going on. So I think I'm going to win. I've made a resolution that I'm going to go on a program in April. And I know you guys will say, well, why don't you start now? Why April? But I figure it'll be after the beginning of the spring. It'll give me April, May, June, and we'll go into Exotica, hopefully looking like a badass. And, you know, give you guys to, as they say, to see not the new me, but the better me. Because I don't think I could ever do a new me, but I think seeing a better me is out there. And I think that when people see a better you, they respond better. Oh, and it'll coincide with the toy line. It'll coincide with so many things. I'm just overall excited. You know, as they say, how do I get excited? I love toys. I love toys so much. So, so much. That is crazy. And when you love toys the way I do, you just want to say, damn. I'm just keeping it real. You just want to say, damn. But I will tell you, we're coming up on our halfway mark, and y'all know that, first of all, I got to pay the bills. Paying the bills. As they say, we're going to take that little break. But before we take the break, this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check out the site at thetoylady.com. That's OYLADY.com. And I will be talking to you guys in a few minutes while we take this halfway break.
trying to plant a seed that grows. And tonight, tonight I plan to fertilize. No mistake, tonight will bring forth destiny. Tonight will bring forth family.
Oh my God, I love that song. For those of you who didn't know who that is, oh my God, Raheem Devon. And that's off his new CD, a place called Loveland. Now, anybody who follows me on Twitter know that I'm a big Raheem Devon fan. I see, like, everything he does. So, you know, maybe I could get him on the show because I would love to, like, have, like, a nice conversation with him and ask him, you know, this is that love making music, you know, what made him come out with it? Because he is just like so deep, so deep. And wow, I'm just loving that song. But we're getting ready to come down to our last 20 minutes. So what do you guys want to talk about? You know, we always come to the end of the show, and I'm, as they say, I'm a little bit, accustomed to now having callers call in when it's supposed to close. I used to be like, why they wait till the last minute? Now I'm kind of accustomed to it. So it's like, okay, since I know that this is what happens and this is what goes on, I'm more used to it. But as they said, still be like, okay, want to get them questions in, but you don't want to sit there and go through so much. No, so it's kind of funny. But we got so much going on tonight. And there's so much going on in the world. So tell me, what's going on? We got 20 minutes left. And we're going to have so much to talk about. So enlighten me. Tell me what I'm missing. Tell me what you want to talk about. They say, tell me what you really, really like. Oh, you guys know I'm going to get silly because I'm missing. My mind is scatterbrained. I know y'all don't want me to start reading a book. Oh, speaking of books. Yes, I'm an avid book reader. And Zane got some serious, you know, I guess because I watched her series on Cinemax that I forgot that still she's an excellent author, and there's a few books I've missed. So me and Zane and Ray get reacquainted. As they say, once I get settled back down, you know, I'll be back on my book, and I'll be doing some book reviews. And I think that's something that if there's a book that you want me to read and review and give a live review, I already have one that I have to read. So the first book review will be on a book that I was sent a while ago. And this author is going to love it because I'm going to actually do a true review of their book on my show. And we're going to do it actually on probably a Thursday night show. I'm going to dedicate a special show to them because their book isn't about sex, and I don't think that it's fair to have them on the Sex, and More Sex show when they should actually have a time dedicated to them. So I may do, ain't no man, I'm going to give this author a hour to talk about their book and what made them write it and everything, because I think that that's something that we don't talk about. You know, I think a lot of us have gotten out of reading, and I'm guilty with a lot of people where I just, with everything that's going on, I haven't taken the time. And this author, because they did send me the transcript of the book before it was even released, I'm going to pay them homage, and I'm going to, you know, as they say, maybe that ain't no maybe. Once I get through some things this weekend, I'm going to read their book. I'm going to give a true review on it, and I'm going to let them hear the review. And we're going to get them on the show. You know, if I have to do a podcast with them, I'll do that also. You know, I like doing the live show, but sometimes that's not always possible. So I can always upload a show, and we can talk about it. You know, I can have it going while people are asking questions, and that way I can take the questions live on the air while people are asking, you know, while the interview is going on. And sometimes people don't like doing that, but I don't mind, you know, as they say, talking a little bit over the interview while it's going on, especially if we get a pause in it, because I can always break it into a couple of segments. So that's something else that I will be doing to ensure that people get their word out there, because we don't hear about all that. So that's just one more thing to look forward to in the upcoming months. Wow. Now, as much as I would love to say, let's cut this short, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to shortchange you guys like that, because I know as soon as I do it, I'm shortchanging myself. But definitely I'm going to try my best to make it through these next 18 minutes without being, as they say, vulgar. But I am going to, you know, as they say, you guys know that I have to get some stuff in there. So at this 10-minute mark, y'all know I'm going to do something and play some damn something else. And I promise you guys, I'm going to get some more music in because I think that you guys are getting kind of tired of, what is that? You guys are getting tired of everything being played over and over. Oh, but I got something that we can play. Haven't played it in a while. You know, and say, oh, one of my favorite songs. I definitely haven't played that in a while, so you guys are going to get a double treat because I'm going to play songs for you, and they're going to go back-to-back. So for those of you who say, what is she going to play? It's going to be a surprise, but you're going to get two songs that haven't been played in a long time on my show. And I'm going to be taking some requests. I'm going to actually do a little bit of old school for you guys and have that going. I'm going to, as I said, we're going to get some more things going. We might do old school Friday with a little bit of new stuff in there. And we'll do an hour each day, you know, but we'll do a whole music hour. So, as they say, some days we'll just be playing straight up, you know, as I call it, real R&B. And then we'll get some pop. And if I can get new artists to send me any music, you know, I'll do an hour of new artists because I think that everybody needs a format for their music to be played. And I think this is a good place to do it because V's After Dark is, I want that love making music. You know, anybody has that love making music, send it to me. And I'll play it. I will get you on the air. I'm talking about real love making music. The type of stuff that make you want to, that, you know, like that old Teddy Pendergrass and that Freddie Jackson, make you want to throw your panties on a stage at a person. That type of music. Yes, it, that make you want to throw your panties at a person type of music. Because y'all know I'm still a freak. I got to put it out there. Freak like a freak like a freak. We have talked about so much tonight. I have talked. I keep saying we because this is about us. This is about you guys. And this show is always about you guys. And when y'all make me have to talk about me, then I have to think of stuff to say because I'm never prepared to talk about me. Unless I come in and say, this is what I'm going to talk about and this is how I'm going to do it. And maybe I should do that. But I always like to hear what you guys have to say because it's so interesting to me. And we have some very great topics that have come up. You know, when the callers call in and they ask the questions, that's one of the most fabulous things in the world to me. And one of the best things. And I miss my listeners. You know, I have my little Tuesday night listeners. And I think because on Thursday night, I'm on earlier that people forget that, you know, I try to keep it, you know, I want to say clean, but we don't get, I don't get all up into the let me fuck you and all that and who's eating who's pussy because this is about you. This is like chill time. And Ask Miss V is all about your questions. So, you know, we're going to get more and more questions in. I know it takes a while. This winter has been depressing for so many of us. You know, I'm just going to keep it 100%. This has probably been one of the most depressing winters that I've seen in my life that I can remember. As an adult, this has been one of the worst winters I've seen. As a child, to me, it's not the worst because I've lived through some cold winters. And maybe because I recall when I lived overseas, I remember on April 1st, I kid you not, we got like 2 feet of snow. And I had to drive, and I had to be at work. And I remember, if I was in the damn United States, we wouldn't see no 2 feet of stone on April Fool's Day. And I was highly upset because where I was at, I was on an Air Force base. I was in the Navy, you guys, but I was on the Air Force base. And to get to where I needed to go to work at, we actually drove on the runway. Not on it, but we weren't outside. If you guys have ever been on airport, along a lot of the runways, at least this is how it used to be. I haven't been on, well, I think, yeah, I have been on a few here. But along the perimeter of the airport, and I'm talking about the most outer perimeter from end to end, there is normally a two-lane highway that runs along the runway. And depending on where you're at, sometimes that two-lane highway actually cuts onto the runway. So you're actually looking for planes. And I remember being on my way to work. This was back in the 80s. On my way to work, and it was snowing bad as hell. And I was working a graveyard shift. So I'm driving, chains on my tires, and I'm so used to not driving on a runway that I had to remember. I'm like, oh, fuck, there's a plane. And, you know, no cell phones, no nothing. Luckily, I mean, it wasn't like I got right there and a plane almost hit me. But, you know, you drive it, and I had to remember because I was in a little zone heading to work. Snow, mad as hell because I got to go to work. And I see the plane, and it's getting ready to take off. You know, and it reminded me, I wasn't zooming. We weren't allowed to speed over there. But just the fact to drive in that type of weather on April Fool's Day on a runway, that shit is scary as hell. Oh, my God. Goodness. I'm so, so ready for this damn weather to end. So snow and living in bad stuff, I've seen worse. I've lived in worse. You know, I recall that when I lived overseas, the person I was with, we won't name names or who they are in my life, but it's amazing how different people are brought up different ways. And they didn't know about shoveling snow. They didn't know about chains on tires. Oh, they got a rude awakening because I knew about chains on tires and all that. And they had never driven. They're alone in snow. That was some funny shit. But I'm going to give you guys, like I said, a double treat tonight. You know, we're going to, I'm going to come back after I give you guys this treat. And we're going to talk for a few more minutes. And we're going to end the show. But you not always have to do it the correct way. Because I know that you guys are going to want to hear this. And you guys are going to love it and have fun. And hopefully some of y'all will say, wow, hadn't heard that in a while. I didn't even know they still had that out there. And some of you be saying, what the hell was she playing? You know, and I know y'all said she rambling. Yeah, I got one more minute to ramble. I know y'all said this crazy, crazy woman always got something to say. Yes, I do. I always have something to say. Because y'all know I ramble, and sometimes I ramble nonsensely. Other ways, other times I ramble because I have to ramble. But I don't want to give you a treat ahead of time because I know that we're on this time frame, and I try to adhere to this time frame, and everything kind of has to go in tune with it. But while I'm doing that, again, this show is brought to you by V's After Dark Pleasure Products, your one-stop shopping for everything that's pleasurable on the web. Check them out at thetoylady.com. That's thetoylady.com. And I will see, I will be back in a few minutes.
Coming at you once again. Yeah, it's the one and only. Yeah.
cause the female Mac is back with strawberry notes on me.
Now, if that did not get you guys ready to go do some serious fucking, all I gotta do is say, damn. Pretty much all I gotta say. I can't even make a comment outside of damn. But what I can say is that this has been a fabulous hour. You know, fabulous, fabulous hour. And I can't wait to we do it again next week because we've got so much going on and we're going to be having fun. I promise you guys we'll get some more music and, you know, we might make next Thursday an all music hour. So you can always send me your request at 646-716-8041 or send your request on Twitter to me at Miss Vita 20 at MSVDATOYLADY. And I do talk back and I do talk about my sexy sex. I talk about my sexy V's all the time. And for you guys, What's going on with the sexy V's? Well, the sexy V's got everything going on. But I'll tell you that this is the one thing that is so great about it. All the sexy V's benefit. They benefit so great. And what I will tell you is that it's a great time to be a sexy V because you get all kind of shout-outs and you get a chance to talk to me. But until next week, this is Miss V the Toy Lady, and you're listening to Ask Miss V every Thursday, 8:30 to 9:30. I'll talk to you next week.